London, Prime Minister Mark Carney says United States President Donald Trump will have to stop his disrespectful comments about Canada before the two countries can have comprehensive bilateral conversations about trade and security. We've called out those comments. They're disrespectful, they're not helpful, and they need to stop, Carney said in response to a question regarding Trump's repeated remarks about Canada becoming the 51st state. They will have to stop before we sit down and have a conversation about our broader partnership with the United States. The Prime Minister made the remarks in London, on the second part of a one-day trip to France and the UK, which took place just days after he took office. Carney has used the trip to push for closer trade and security ties with Europe. His European visit comes as Trump has instigated a trade war between the two countries, after pledging to use economic force to annex Canada. Carney told reporters Canada wants to have a more comprehensive discussion with the Trump administration about the overall commercial and security relationship. When the United States is ready to have that conversation, we're more than ready to sit down, he said. During a press conference in London, Carney was asked why Canada's allies haven't forcefully criticized Trump's comments about annexing Canada. I don't think one needs to respond to every comment about another country, Carney responded. Canada is strong, we can stand up for ourselves. Carney began the day in Paris where he had a private meeting with French President Emmanuel Macron, before flying to London where he met first with King Charles and then Prime Minister Keir Starmer. Carney said Monday that, "We have a steadfast defender in our sovereign." Carney and Macron discussed a new bilateral partnership on intelligence and security, focused on enhancing cybersecurity and sharing intelligence on significant threats, the Prime Minister's office said in a statement about the conversation. Key topics will include economic security, violent extremism, counter-proliferation, interference, espionage, sabotage, and threats associated with advanced technologies. Carney's European visit comes amid a shakeup in global security and intelligence as Trump has increasingly cozied up to Russian President Vladimir Putin, prompting concerns among some allies whether critical intelligence will end up in Putin's hands. The PMO said Carney and Macron also discussed strengthening economic ties, including on artificial intelligence, critical minerals and clean energy, as well as their intention to defend rules-based trade. Making opening remarks in Paris before the meeting with Macron, Carney stressed both countries' shared values of sovereignty, solidarity and sustainability, and said Canada is the most European country outside of Europe. He said France and Canada have been reliable partners for centuries, and are now committed to unwavering support for Ukraine. Macron, who invited Carney to visit before Carney was even sworn in, called Canada a unique friend with a shared vision of freedom. He also underscored a deep strategic partnership for trade, defense, protecting the environment and creating new technologies. We believe that fair trade that respects international rules is a good thing for everyone's prosperity and it is far more effective than tariffs that simply create inflation and destroy the integration of our economies and our supply chain, he said. Diversifying trade away from the U.S. is becoming a more critical maneuver for Canada and Europe as a potentially huge customer. France has notably not yet ratified CETA, Canada's free trade deal with the European Union, and Canada's talks with the UK about an independent free trade deal remain on ice. On Friday, Carney ordered a review of Canada's F-35 fighter jet purchase from US's Lockheed Martin. He said Monday that given the geopolitical environment and other factors, it's prudent for Canada to review its options. Carney said Europe is increasing and consolidating its defense spending. That is of interest to us, because it's a potential alternative supplier that creates the potential to create supply chains that mean that Canadian companies are participating in the development of these defense systems. Carney said Canada is actively exploring this and that he discussed the subject during his visits to France and the UK. Diversification of our suppliers in a way that ensures that as much as possible of that production resides in Canada and benefits Canadians in multiple ways is a prudent thing to do, Carney said. Carney spoke with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky late Sunday and invited him to the G7 summit this summer, which Canada is hosting. The Prime Minister, however, has not yet spoken to Trump since succeeding Justin Trudeau as Prime Minister several days ago. A call with the U.S. President is unlikely until Carney returns to Ottawa. Carney said in London there is a limit to the tariffs Canada should levy against the United States, given the size of the two countries' economies. He said the tariffs Canada has currently proposed have maximum effect on the United States and limited but not zero impact on Canada. There is a limit to matching these tariffs dollar for dollar, given the fact that our economy is a tenth the size of the United States, Carney said. With files from Anya Caradelia in Ottawa. This report by the Canadian Press was first published March 17, 2025. Kyle Duggan, the Canadian Press.